USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
The first group of American evacuees from China's coronavirus were released from quarantine after 2 weeks under observation. Medical masks were tossed in celebration when 195 American evacuees were finally released. In San Diego, health officials now confirm one of the passengers who arrived there on a flight last week is infected with the coronavirus. The patient is in the hospital and said to be doing well. President Trump says he put no pressure on the Justice Department to reconsider its recommended sentence for his former confidant, Roger Stone. On Monday, prosecutors had recommended 7 to 9 years for Stone, prompting the president to call that very horrible and unfair.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous that I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it.
The four U.S. attorneys who prosecuted Stone resigned as special prosecutors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At least 15 people died after a small wooden boat carrying Rohingya Muslim migrants sank off the coast of Bangladesh. The boat capsized while traveling to Malaysia in the Bay of Bengal off the southeast coast of Bangladesh, killing 11 women and 4 children. Authorities in Bangladesh have rescued at least 69 people, but passengers say there were about 130 people on board. The Rohingya are a Muslim majority in predominantly Buddhist Myanmar that have faced decades of sanctioned discrimination. More than 730,000 Rohingya left Myanmar after a military campaign against them in 2017 and have since lived in crowded camps along the border of Bangladesh. Smugglers seeking to offer illegal journeys to Malaysia are commonly found in the refugee camps in Bangladesh. Two of the nation's largest wireless carriers are set to join forces. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The merger between Sprint and T-Mobile has been given the go-ahead by a judge. Many states, including California and New York, had tried to stop the merger by filing a lawsuit. They were worried about less competition and higher prices. The deal that's been approved includes a provision that the two companies cover 97% of the U.S. with a 5G network within 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.